Blog Talk Radio.
This way. Seven-five badass. Shot to the man. I like where this shit come in. Made me be like,
30 extendos. 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 30 extendos.
Riding with my niggas and you know we in the hot box. Guns in the trunk, nigga turned into a matchbox. Told these niggas we don't deal with crimes, there's no matchbox. All my niggas coming at you, set it up at that start. Keep a nigga far away, ain't playing no games, we don't say your name. So deep, there's no bases, no cases, I take off no ankle bracelets. Y'all niggas can't get me no raiment, so these niggas y'all cannot stand it. I'm coming from the 7-5 nigga, y'all can't even blame it. Side nigga running with my niggas, ayy. 30 on me, yeah, fuck around, I dig it, ayy. And I got your bitch, and I'm on her lips, ayy.
Quincy got bars, better ask him what it means. Quincy Tyree, I'm about to put him for my team. I pull up to the scene with the mug on mean. I'm looking so clean, it make me horny when it's green. I'm the prince of the shit, running shit. Doing sprints on a bitch, don't need a stunt double. Doing flips on this bitch, get a handle on it, get a grip on this shit. Nah, they ain't fucking with me. Even with a condom, they ain't fucking with me. Had to tell them one time, I'm the hottest around. It's like your boy stopped traffic when he hit the town. I'm the shit naive, got 10 motherfuckers trying to get like me. Got a couple bad bitches hopping on my seeds. I just lost count who I brought to their knees. Whoa, bring it back one time. Hands on your knees, out your back one time. Make that booty bounce, make it clap one time. Fuck it up, like that one time. Nah, you ain't fucking with me, I got too much juice. You ain't fucking with me, I stunt on these hoes. You ain't fucking with me, you should already know. You ain't fucking with me. I'm daddy to these hoes, and I stunt on these niggas with the baddest little pros. Quincy, that's me, I raise the status of these hoes. These niggas acting, man, I had it with these hoes. Bitch, a boy like a motherfucker. 6'3", I'm tall like a motherfucker. All that means is I can take your bitch, and the next time you kiss, you will taste my dick. Nah, you ain't fucking with me. Celibate flow, you ain't fucking with me. Bitch, my flow sick like vomit on this shit. Quincy is the best, DJ Khaled on this bitch. Me? I'm the new Dundada. Now I'm really popping. Guess these hoes bother. Your views get you on, but I'ma go father. And the way I some bitches, guess I mean I am your father. Now, break it back one time. Make it beauty.
We here. This is Gossip and Hip Hop. What's the tea? What's the things of the things?
What is going on? It's been a crazy, crazy week, but I'm so glad to be back on. And today is really great because we have Keys from Baltimore, and Keys is like one of my favorite Baltimore artists, period. Male or female, she's definitely, if not my favorite, top two. So I'm really excited to have her come on. And, you know, what's going on with you?
Trying to get Miss Jersey one-on-ones together. So on.
Yes, that was congratulations.
However, all that I got into was going on with you, sis. It's a lot that's been going on. So let the people know.
We just prepping and getting ready to release a new album, Life Path Number 5. It's going to be in all the stores and all the things. So it's going to be great. It's going to be in stores Wednesday.
I'm so excited for you. I'm super, super excited for you. Like,
well, thank you. You know, if it wasn't for y'all, everybody, we worked together as a team. And honestly, I don't know if it would have happened if it wasn't for you and Grayson and Ken and my husband. And, you know, it was really a big thing because it took so long with a lot of waiting for the engineer and then photographers canceling out, and it's just been one of the most frustrating projects to put out, but it's coming.
And I'm happy for you. So, y'all, make sure you hop on that, okay? Make sure you wrap up that.
Definitely. But, girl, I mean, while we're waiting for T's to come on and everything, before we go on to the next break, Miss Thang, it's so much gossip that we've just completely been.
Oh my God.
I've been talking about stuff on Urban Meets Report, but I haven't been on Gossip and Hip Hop in a couple weeks, but it's just been so much going on.
Child.
I mean, what do you start with? Kelly or Jesse?
Okay, now look.
Wendy Williams back?
It's a lot, okay? It is a lot. If we can even begin to start, okay? The R. Kelly crying face is replacing the Michael Jordan crying face. We now have a new meme, people. We now have a new meme, okay? It has been replaced. The Michael Jordan crying face is now retired. And it's been replaced with the R. Kelly crying face, okay?
That interview is definitely going to go down in history.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is, okay? They trying to take my life, man.
Oh, my gosh.
They trying to take my life. Now, listen. I'm definitely a very open-minded person. I always look at both aspects, and I make sure I try to calculate it very precise before sitting up here and making a decision on whether or not I'm like, hey, no, you know, like, no, oh, he's so fucked up what he did, you know, or two, like, if a song comes on, guess what? If it's produced and it was written by R. Kelly, but it's sung by somebody else, how the hell am I supposed to know that?
Right.
How the fuck am I supposed to know that? You know how many artists he has written for, R&B and pop? And
right.
Like, look, you might as well throw the fucking radio away, turn off, and disconnect your goddamn XM satellite. Like, fuck it.
I mean, I look at it like, you know how in the movies and in TV shows, you have actors, you know, and they play these roles and you love them in these roles, you know, just like, say, Bill Cosby. You know, he's known for playing that role of Bill Cosby on television, but we don't know who these people are outside of that. So it's really like the same thing to me. Like, I wouldn't, like, not watch the Bill Cosby show. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's something to me separate from whatever the artist doing in their personal life, you know, but each his own, honey. People are canceling Michael Jackson left and right. All these, it's really disgusting with the Michael situation.
It's the whole Michael Jackson. Now y'all want to sit up here and pull this man's music. This man ain't even allowed to defend himself. So the only thing that y'all got is what everybody else is saying, and it's only two people who's sitting up here really saying anything. All of a sudden, people want to come out the woodwork. I tell you what it is. Here's exactly what it is. They ain't get paid.
Okay.
It's not even that.
People are hungry. They money hungry. Oprah, she's desperate for views. So they put together this documentary that had no merit to it. But they put it out anyway because of the temperament that we're in right now with a lot of these sexual abuse allegations. Why not bring back Michael and just, you know, completely insinuate all these things?
Look, D.L. Hughley was interviewed and he was asked how he felt about R. Kelly. He said, honestly, he said everybody who was in a relationship after they found out about the girls should go to jail. Everybody, security guards should go to jail. The ex-wife should go to jail. He said everybody who has something to say has something to do with this man doing what he was doing, and ain't none of them stand the fuck up and say nothing. I said, I motherfucking agree. After you found out you didn't go to the police, you ain't said shit.
Every last one of y'all. He didn't even have to say, oh, I'm going to kill you or nothing. Y'all didn't say shit. Y'all didn't do anything. Nothing. And he's absolutely right. Jail. Straight to Monopoly, they ask. Jail. Go do not go past. Do not collect $200. Your ass should be in motherfucking jail, and you can't roll the dice three times to get the fuck out.
We're going to get into that, darling. We're going to go ahead and just go into break. Actually, we're going to give y'all a treat tonight. This is a sneak peek of one of the records off my new EP. The title is America with the Boss, The Remix. So we here, Gossip and Hip Hop.
Damn.
Back at it like a crack addict. Bring it back, I was born in 83. Back at it, yep. Like a crack addict. Goons at the safe house, can't get mad at it. Crack, holding all the weight like it's made from Craftmatic.
Heavy,
stash all the cabbage, not average, oh the baddest.
No.
Live lavish, shoes in the mink coat.
Money.
Rip heavy niggas soon, I'ma rape dope. Bitch, what's tea? Bitch, I get it poppin'. All the boys wanna taste like they weight watchin'. In the truck, six deep, got the wheels turning. And we all carry heat like a hot furnace. Make a mad, fuck a hoe, nothing my concernin'. You should worry about your puss, bitches, stay burning. How about money? And a couple drugs. And a couple bricks. Get your money up. Fuck a free, if ain't in the pool, it's a dud. Bitch, no, gotta go, it's a bit for O. Yeah, we back, was born in 83. My mom said, get it, keep going and take the lead. Keep them hoes mad.
Entertainment. So what do you think about that record, Jerz?
I like it.
You know, the actual single, because I feel like Blog Talk is really torn up tonight, so it was very breaking up on my part, like on my side. It sounds fuzzy and breaking up and all kinds of stuff.
It was very clear. It was good. I liked it. I was jamming.
So, what exactly do you know about 6ix9ine? Because he's supposed to be coming out, right?
I was saying it this whole time. Lucy kept saying ain't shit gonna happen to this little nigga. And look what happened. I told Lucy.
Right.
I told her. I said, they're gonna get his ass. They're gonna get him. I said, and if he get locked up, he gonna snitch like a motherfucker. No, he on top of the world. Can't nobody touch him. Guess what? He telling on everybody, okay?
Yep.
And he telling on shit that he ain't probably ain't never motherfucker had no business motherfucker talking about. He telling on everybody. His career is done. His credibility is shot. Just shit. Okay? Done. Done. Nobody, especially coming from and living in New York, in where? I want to say, well, Brooklyn? Ain't no way in hell you going to sit up here and still be on top of your motherfucking game. Living in a city where people already know you as, now you a snitch.
Yeah.
Now you a snitch. Okay? Who was it? Bobby Shmurda said she ain't never working with the dude. Ever.
Ever.
He's,
and I'm
never
sure
gonna work with him. Hello.
I ain't working with him.
I've been said shit. I've been called it out long time ago. I said if he do not end up dead, he gonna go to jail. And I said when he go to jail, he gonna tell on everybody. And what he do, he talking about shit that ain't even, he ain't even, ain't motherfucker had no business in. He wasn't even in it.
They ain't asked.
Right. He ain't even in it. He wasn't there. But he know what happened. So he tell it. He tell it on this motherfucker. He tell it on that motherfucker. He tell it on that motherfucker. And guess what? Because he's looking at what I want to say, not 67 years. He's looking at an extensive, I think, what is it, 47? It's something, he's looking at an extensive time in jail.
Right.
And so he's snitching. He's telling on everybody, okay? What was that? Hide your kids, hide your wife. Yes. Hide your kids, hide your wife. He is telling on everybody.
Yep.
Okay?
Well, you know he was a clown any time when he had got robbed at one time, and he actually took the guys to his house where his baby mom and his child was. So you know the kind of guy he was. How do you get robbed and you take him to the house?
His baby mama is a whole different ballgame, okay? What she's doing, in my opinion, what she's doing is actually using this as an advantage as a come up as well. Because now your baby daddy is snitch. So now you got to sit up here and distance yourself from some shit. Oh, yeah. Hold on one moment. People got some one moment. But now she's going to throw him under the bus. Because she got, now everybody looking at her like, what you going to do now?
Right.
So she got to sit up here and be a big Billy Badass and shit. And then, speaking of Billy Badasses and goddamn baby mamas and kids and shit, R. Kelly paid his child support, so he got the fuck out of jail.
OMG. So he put up half his money, half the money he got. Child, you know he stashed his money. You know Kelly emptied that damn bank account.
R. Kelly, nobody truly knows. Really, I don't think they've truly calculated his net worth. And that is not just based upon his music that he put out as a singer, as an R&B singer. That is not included. What's not included in that is what he's done for everybody else.
Right.
For people's albums that he's produced, for songs he has written. I mean, you talking about some of your favorite R&B artists, some of your favorite pop artists. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, come on now. Come on. Kill the drama. If that's the case, you might as well drive around in your car and with the radio off. You might as well
Right.
call the bitch. Because if that's the case, nobody's going to motherfucking listen.
Right, and it's like, you know, I think people always want to try to control everybody and tell them how they're supposed to deal with how they feel about a situation. And
y'all want to put up here and lock up R. Kelly. Y'all need to lock up that man who's in charge of Jesus Christ, the Latter-day Saints. He up there fucking his whole family. Y'all need to get
him. Isn't that serious? It's a mess.
Mm.
That'll make no damn sense.
Mm.
So what do you
and that's all religion over there.
What do you think about this Jussie thing?
Jussie Smollett. Honey, you get what you ask for, okay? You sat up here. You set your motherfucking self up. You have 16 indictments against you? And now you looking at 67 years in prison?
Yeah.
That's your fault. You dumb. And now when you go to jail, they gonna take it. They gonna take it. They since you the gay Tupac, they gonna show you how.
That's the part that really took me out was the whole gay Tupac thing. I was like, oh Lord, he's feeling it. He was feeling it down.
He gonna feel it later. I guarantee you.
I just hope the truth comes out. I want whatever happened actually happened to come out. Like if that story has become so twisted and finagled that we don't know what the hell going on with. Like it's a mess. Something, you know, from a hate crime to a whole federal investigation.
Let me tell you something. Straight from jump. I'm not going to pay nobody to beat me the fuck up. You punch me, I'm really going to punch you back. And I'm going to mean it. I'm going to put everything I need to, all of my energy, all of my straight woosah, I'm going to collect all of that shit up, and I'm going to motherfucking put it on your face. And I'm going to mean it, okay? And I'm not going to pay you to beat me up. I don't want to be beat the fuck up. I don't know anybody who wants to really get beat the fuck up like that. Like, no.
Well, some people were saying he beat himself up.
I wouldn't even beat myself up. I'm sorry. You know how when you was a kid and you got mad at your parents because it pissed you off and you go in your room and you went up there and you hit yourself in the head? I did that when I was a kid. And I said that hurt. So I didn't do it no more because I don't want to hit myself in the face. That hurts. In the end, what happens, my face is all red, bruised the fuck up, and then people going to be like, what happened to you? And I'm going to be like me. And I can't live with that as a person. I'm not going to beat myself up. I don't want nobody beating me the fuck up.
At all. But even way, like, I just really want to know why. Like, who the hell has time for that?
To boost his career, but that was a
sweetheart,
wrong move.
You know, we are in the business of promo, marketing, and branding. There's so many things that myself could have told him to do to get his name buzzing outside of fake a whole beating and hire the guys. And I don't know, like, who planned with that? And, you know, honestly, when it first came out that people were saying that he was lying, girl, people were saying Lee Daniels had something to do with a girl. They was like, see, Miss Lee Daniels is real quiet right now. And it's like, I just don't see him doing a thinking this by himself. Like, I feel like somebody else was involved. I don't know. It's just very messy. And, you know, I just want to know what actually happened. That's the thing. You know,
child,
I don't.
Let me tell you something. It's his side, they side, and the truth. We don't know whether we go, and honestly, we don't know whether we're going to really and truly get the truth or not. I'm just saying I'm not paying nobody to beat me the fuck up because I don't want to get beat up.
At all.
And I'm not going to beat myself up because it hurts. So.
You don't like bruises purposely.
Right. Like, no. Gotta sit up here and, you know, cover this shit up, make sure. That hurt. I hurt myself.
So let's go ahead and get into this. You know, I don't know how you feel about this new Cardi B and Bruno Mars, but I love it. So we about to get into that, that new Cardi B and Bruno Mars, Please Me Baby.
Yeah. Come on, please me, baby. Turn around and just tease me, baby. You know what I want and what I need, baby.
Let me hear you say,
please.
Let me hear you say, my time with it. Bring you close to me. Don't want no young dumb shit. Put up on me like we listening to Jodeci. I was trying to lay low, taking it slow. Well, I'm fucking again. Hey, gotta celebrate. If your man look good, but I put him away. If you can sweat the weave out, you shouldn't even be out. Dinner reservations at the pussy, you gon' eat out.
I'm gonna ride it through.
Yes, that was that new Cardi B and Bruno Mars, Please Me. I really love that record. What do
I
you
mean,
think,
I
Jared?
It was good. It was a good song. Love me some Cardi. Love, love, love me some Cardi. Love me some Bruno Mars. It's just that ending part. It was a lot of please.
I
it
didn't
was a
like
lot
that. The it, last it was part. So only thing I didn't like, the bars, the last little bars, what she said, machaca or something. I mean, I understand it. It's, of course,
horchata.
It sounds right. Yeah,
you know
in Spanish,
horchata,
but
horchata is, you know what that is, girl?
No.
It's like a. I want to say it's kind of like hot chocolate, but the Spanish way.
No. Child, I thought she was talking about Punani, child, talking about hot chocolate.
Right, she would, but I can't even explain it right now.
It was just that last little, because it didn't even sound like dope to me, like that last little part. But everything else was great.
Like right now, in this current moment, you know me,
it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yes,
and I'm over here with you, be mine. Just so you know, so I can't even go back and try to even explain it. I can't even do it. Jesus said no.
So what is it? What do you have going on? I know we got Southwest by Southwest this week. It's a big thing.
Man, it's a lot of different events that a lot of different people want us to definitely connect with them at. So me and Grayson are going to go over the schedule for South by Southwest so that we can go ahead and schedule everything in accordingly so we know where we need to be, what time, so on and so forth. So once we get that together, expect us to be everywhere. If you're going to be out in South by Southwest, I do know that on March 14th, there's going to be a rap battle. If I'm not mistaken, it will be at Spinners. And if you want to compete in the rap battle, it's $25 per person. And the only way you're going to win all sorts of prizes is if you enter the contest. You get your music played on the radio. You get a interview. You get merchandising advice. You get a whole bunch of stuff. Distribution. They're going to do distribution as well. Distribution deals and everything. So it's like $300 on top of that. It's like it's a lot. I do know that that's exactly where we're going to be. Otherwise, than that, tune in or check our Instagram page, check our Facebook page. We'll definitely keep everybody posted on where we're going and where we're going to be. So that's about it.
Yes, and we about to wrap it on up. Don't forget, you guys, my new EP, Life Path Number 5, will be in all online music stores Wednesday. That's the 13th. So make sure y'all stream, download, share it. Bye.
Right. Get it. Make sure if y'all just sell it out. To be honest, let's show some love. Okay? Not only that, but it's dope music, so you'd be stupid if you don't get it. I'm just saying.
Cop that now. Well, we love you guys. Y'all have a great weekend as always. It's your girl, Miss Amira O.
And it's Miss Jersey.
So I'll
told myself down, bitch, I know mine. Yeah, tryna get go just a little bit. Fucking a bitch out of medicine. Fucking on Molly, I'm going there. She said she love me in the morning. That's how I know I did too much. That's when I rolled up 2 blunts. Take it to the head, baby, and I sit down. Bitch, I know mine. Yeah, I cannot be with just one hoe. I'm cooking, I'm fucking, I'm going home. Busting her back and no baby mom. Making up the track in the morning. I'm trying to get in, no snoring. Lady, these hoes be boring. Fucking on the couch, that's boring. I'm trying to fuck on the beach. Make me a million 1 week. Put it in a move, make a week. Put it in a move, make a leap. Call a little baby Spotify. That little bit like a dream, yeah. Dream team, play gang, big dog, gang, gang. At myself, but I don't bang. Fucking like spots, you were cheap. All the big one, it wasn't me. Get on to a fucking tree. Send a back, smile, see the streets, yeah. Hey, drive all black down, yeah. Fucking on sponsors and daughters ain't weak. I can't help but they loving a nigga. Yeah, they digging a nigga. Bust a breakdown in a crib. After that, bustin' a rest. Won't hit a bad bus for weeks. Only reason head out was geek. Young just wanted some cheeks. But my DM full of freaky bitches. All I gotta do is just send a message. That little bitch gon' send the address. Most of these bitches be independent. Cause I don't know person for sure. Unless you gon' call me a brain. The profit, I make sure we split. Cause I ain't no grind, nigga. Just tryna keep these bridges. I swear that a nigga be with it. I swear that these niggas be trippin'. Actin' like they in the kitchen.
Disappointed is what they all been missing. The point is accountable, baby. Keeping the shit in the panic. I'm turning off all of my bitches. But I don't give a fuck, dawg. Still pull a kick, dawg. Keep it solid, drip gone. Bitch, dawg, status, I'm a G. 2019, fuck with me. Rip my name off of the team, yeah. Hey, drop out, lie down.
Damn, G.A.
Bitch, I'm a man.
Just gonna kill that hoe like that.
Drop out, lie down.
Shit.
Bitch, I'm a man.
Let me talk to her.
Yeah,
straight at the bottom, I'm thuggin'. Hop out the corn, we bustin'. Freakin' la mama, she bustin'. If I high take, no tussin'. Pussy tastes like a gusher. 40 cal burn like Usher. Preachin' to him like a Usher. Palomino, cause it's plushin'. Smokin' on gas, come sleep. Sippin' on Drake, get a lean. Pop out the cutter, we been in them corners. Smokin' on gas, high grade marijuana. Pull on your block, so creep. That gas you smokin' lookin' cheap. That shit you pushin' lookin' weak. 5-1s with the crease. Only pills on my tweet. Bad bitch, nigga, fleet. Bad bitch of the fleet.
Yeah,
yeah. Say, bad bitch of the fleet.
Bitch on a man.
Only pills on my tweet.
Bitch on a man.